This week's Parsha, Parshas Pikudei, is the last Parsha in Chumash Shemois, and therefore this Shabbos is called Shabbos Chazak, because whenever we finish a Chumash, we finish off by proclaiming Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazek. Let us strengthen ourselves with finishing yet another section of the Torah, and we begin the following one right after that. Parshas Pikudei is not just the end of a Chumash, but it's also the end of an entire concept that was the vast majority of the last five Parshias of the Torah. And that was the concept of the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, which really began in Parshas Truma with the mitzvah of the Jewish people giving the donations for the Mishkan, and then all the details of what to build and how to build, the details and the vessels of the Mishkan. And that continued in Parshas Tetzaveh and somewhat in Parshas Kisisa. And then last week in Vayakil, we have where Moshe Rabbeinu gathers the Jewish people and he gives them over all the details of how and what to build, and how then the Jewish people and the craftsmen actually build everything. And that concludes in this week's Parsha, where the Torah counts out, all of the vessels and all of the materials and how it was used and how it was made. And as the Parsha finishes up, the Jewish people finish making everything and they bring them to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu actually sets it up and erects the Mishkan for the very first time. And that's where the Chumash ends. So that really we're ending here, this entire lengthy segment of the Torah, the segment of the mitzvah and the tremendous detail of building the Mishkan and all the aspects and all the vessels, this dwelling place for Hashem in this world. There's a beautiful teaching of the Zohar. The Zohar, of course, is the great foundation of all books of Kabbalah, of Jewish mysticism. A teaching of the Zohar in this week's Parsha. And it's based on a pasuk in Tehillim, in chapter 132, where the pasuk says, Zois minuchasi adead. This is my resting place forever. Poi eshev ki evisiha. Here I will dwell because I have desired it. I have desired to be here. This statement of Tehillim, this is my resting place, this is the place where I will dwell because this is what I desired. And the Zohar has a fascinating discussion of who and when exactly was this pasuk said. It says the following. It says that when the Aron, which is the Ark, which was the holiest part of the Mishkan, or later the Beis HaMikdash, when the Aron was brought to its place in the first Beis HaMikdash, on Temple Mount, and the Aron was brought there, so Pasach Aroina V'Omar, the Aron itself, miraculously, started speaking and said this Pasuk. So the Aron, the Ark, started speaking and says, Zeis Menuchasi Adayad, this is my resting place forever. This is the place where I will dwell because this is what I desired. That's the first opinion. Reb Yesa, another one of the sages in the Zohar, he says, no, it wasn't the Aron who said it, but rather Knesset Yisrael Amrali. It was the Jewish people, it was the congregation of the Jewish people who said it. In the time that the Beis HaMikdash was built and the Aron was brought to its place, the Jewish people broke out into this pasuk and said, this is the place that we will rest and this is the place where we will dwell forever. Rav Chizkiya becomes the third opinion. He says, no, it wasn't the Aron, and it wasn't the Jewish people. Rather, Kutsha Brichu Amarle. It's Hashem who says it, Al Knesset Yisrael. And he says it about the Jewish people, Kad Yisrael Avdin Ru'usei. When the Jewish people do what Hashem wants of them, when they act in the way that Hashem wants, Dakidein Kutsha Brichu Yosef Al Kursei Yikre. At that point, Hashem sits on his heavenly throne and has mercy on the world and gives bracha, gives blessing and peace and love to the world. And therefore, Hashem says this verse about the Jewish people when they're doing Hashem's will. So, and that's the Zohar. Three statements, apparently three different opinions about who's the author. Who's the one who said, this is my place of where I will dwell, this is the place where I will rest forever, the place I desired. According to the first opinion, it was the Aron, when the Aron came into the Beis HaMikdash. According to the second opinion, it was the Jewish people, when the Beis HaMikdash was built and the Aron was brought into it. And according to the final opinion, it's Hashem who's saying it, and he's saying it about the Jewish people when they're fulfilling his will. Hashem says, I rest amongst them. What's the deeper idea of these three opinions? What's the argument really about? And how do they all relate to this week's Parsha, the Zohar's and this week's Parsha, which concludes the story of the building of the Mishkan? And in a very fascinating sikha, the Rebbe explained it in the following way. When we think about the point of the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, this very central concept in Yiddishkeit that so much of the Torah deals with, the concept of having a Mishkan and later having a Beis HaMikdash until today, though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash present today built, it still is the center of Klal Yisrael, the center of the Jewish people on Temple Mount. We daven facing the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the point of the mitzvah? What's the idea? And there's famously different perspectives. Ramban Nachmanides writes right in the beginning of Parshas Truma that ultimately what the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash is all about is the place where divinity rests, where Hashem rests in this world. And therefore the Ramban says the primary and the central point of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan is the Arun. The Arun was the Holy Ark, and that's where Hashem rested, that's where Hashem revealed Himself through, that's where Hashem spoke through to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore it's the Ark, which the Ramban says is the epicenter of what the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash is all about. And in fact, he explains that's why that's the first of the vessels that's discussed in the Torah and Parshas Truma. That's Ramban Nachmanides. Rambam, Maimonides, on the other hand, focuses on a different angle. He says the Beis HaMikdash is the place where we can serve Hashem best. That's where we can bring the karbanos, the sacrifices. That's where we go up for the three festivals, for the three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So he takes the perspective that the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan, is the place most fitting for us to serve Hashem, for us to do our avodah. So again, whereas Nachmanides said, it's about the place where Hashem is most revealed. And therefore, it's all about the Ark, the Holy Ark, through which Hashem is revealed, where His presence rests or dwells. Rambam says, it's more about the place where we can do our avodah, our service to Hashem. But then, there's an altogether third perspective. Famously, the words of the Pasuk are, make for me a sanctuary, vasuli mikdash, v'shachanti b'soicham, and I will dwell amongst them. Whereas, seemingly, grammatically, you should have said, make for me a sanctuary, and I will dwell within it, within the sanctuary. But that's not what the Pasuk said. The Pasuk said, make for me a sanctuary, and I will dwell amongst them. And this is, and our sages teach us, that herein lies another message about what the Beis HaMikdash is really about. It's the vehicle through which Hashem is with the Jewish people wherever they are. Through the Beis HaMikdash and through the Mishkan, Hashem, so to speak, enters into the lives of the Jewish people and permeates their homes and their areas and their involvements and wherever they are and whatever they're doing. And that's yet a third perspective about the tremendous central part that the Beis HaMikdash plays in the life of the Jewish people. It brings Hashem to them, into their lives, into each and everyone's own individual homes from and through the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. So here we have three perspectives. What's the Beis HaMikdash all about? Ramban says it's about the Aron, the place where Hashem is most present. Rambam says it's a place where we can come serve Hashem. And finally, we have this teaching that it's the place through which Kedusha comes into the world in entirety, to the Jewish people specifically, and to the entire world in entirety. Says the Rebbe that this is really the three teachings or the three opinions of this Zohar in this week's Parsha. Who said, Zos Menuchasi, this is the place where I rest? The first opinion is, it was the Aron. That follows the Ramban's perspective. It's the place of extreme holiness. That place, the center of holiness, is the Aron. That's the place where Hashem says, it's all about that. I rest there. The second opinion, which was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not about the Aron. It's not about the tremendous revelation of the place of the Aron. It's about the avodah that the Jewish people have a place, a center where they can come and do their avodah, where they can bring their karbanos, where they can light the menorah, where they can do what Hashem wants from them. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda said it was the Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, that said this pasuk. When the Beis HaMikdash is built, finally, we have a place that we can serve Hashem best and most properly. But then you have the third opinion, the opinion of Rav Chizkiah, who says, no, it's not about the Aron, and it's not the Jewish people saying about when the Beis HaMikdash was built. It's Hashem saying. And it's Hashem saying, when the Jewish people follow in my ways, say Hashem, when they take the message of the Beis HaMikdash and they take it home and they make everything they do a place where I live amongst them and with them. So Hashem says, I say about them, about the Jewish people, about the Knesset Yisrael, that I will rest amongst them forever and ever. I've desired this because this is all about resting amongst them. Obviously, this is not three opinions that are arguing with each other. These are three perspectives, and all of them are true in what the Beis HaMikdash and what the Mishkan really is. Of course, it's true. It's a place of tremendous and the ultimate holiest place, a place of tremendous revelation, like the Ramban says, which is most centered in the Aron. Of course, it's a place of tremendous service, the place that becomes the center where we go to serve Hashem in the highest and greatest form. But ultimately, the third point, the final message of the Zohar here, that ultimately is the place through which Kedusha comes into the world and is able to come into each and every person in their own home, in their own place, to be able to take that from the Beis HaMikdash. Famously, the windows of the Beis HaMikdash were shaped in a way that they went, as they went outward, they became wider and wider, so that the light of the Beis HaMikdash should go out and shine into the entire world. The point was to bring the Kedusha into the entire world and every aspect of the world. Hashem should help. We should be merit now as we're finishing reading these parshiyos about the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, the merit of the third Beis HaMikdash with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. May it be speedily in our time when we have that tremendous Kedusha in the third Beis HaMikdash, but from there spreading outward to fill the entire world with Kedusha, with holiness, with light, with goodness, and with bracha, with the coming of Mashiach may be now. Have a wonderful Shabbos.